Yes, are we all there, three of us?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hey,
good morning.
Nice one.
Shall we just dive in?
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
Sure, sounds good.
Thank you. Okay, so in September last year, you held the first ever joint artist camp between the Watch This Space Arts Collective from Alice Springs and the Felt Space Collective from Adelaide, and you held that right in this in-between space of Cooper Pedy. Is that how you would sum it up, by the way, before we go any further? Is there another way you would sum up that camp that happened last year?
I think that's a good summary. I think we wanted to kind of make Cooper Pedy feel like less of an in-between place for visitors like ourselves. Though definitely when you travel to Alice Springs, Cooper Pedy is a common point to stop off. And we found that often when we spoke with people living in Cooper Pedy, they would ask us, where are you going? And we'd say, well, we're here now. We're in Cooper Pedy. And people would be quite surprised because I suppose it's not usually their final destination for a journey for many. But we were just so excited to be there. So I think a big part of the camp is about lingering in what is normally a liminal space.
So you do have plans for this year coming up around the Opal Festival, but before we get into that, do you think you achieved what you set out to achieve with the last year's camp?
I mean, it definitely, as someone participating, it felt really special, to come together with this great group of people in a space that was pretty unfamiliar to most of us, or, you know, a place that we had a sense of curiosity and excitement about. And I guess it wasn't really planned with particular goals in mind, apart from, presenting an outcome at the drive-in on the Thursday night, which was amazing, but we had no real preconceived notion of what that would be. It was more an opportunity to, meet in this space, visit a bunch of different sites and meet members of the community and really get a sense of what's going on and respond to that or offer, a bunch of different, experiences or sort of a showing of different things we'd been chipping away at over the week. So, I think in that sense it was definitely successful, and I think everyone got a great deal out of it, and, we had great feedback from people who came along to drive-in. So I think, as an experience, it ticked all those boxes for me. It was fantastic.
Bridget, did you have anything to add to that?
It exceeded all of our expectations, and that was partly from the group of people that came together and all of the people that we were able to meet in Cooper Pedy when we got there. We just found that people were super interesting, super generous. There was a really common thread that we found between many of the people that we met there, despite being from very different walks of life. They were all very kind of, there was a strong sense of independence and do it yourself, do it together, because it's quite a remote place in quite unforgiving conditions. We're just really impressed by the caliber of people that live there.
So this year you've decided to hold the artist camp again, but you're moving it forward to June, to the Opal Festival period. How did that come about?
We just thought it seemed like serendipitous timing, really. Wanted to be there when Cooper Pedy has one of its biggest events of the year, and we thought that would be a nice opportunity for us to try and find a way to contribute to it.
And this time you've got a poster out that's inviting artists from all across South Australia and all across the Northern Territory. Is that something that happened last year as well?
No, last year it was, because it was the first one last year, it was pretty ad hoc. And I know on the Watch This Space, and we kind of just spoke to people that we knew that already had a real interest in Cooper Pedy, and we thought we'd relish the opportunity to get together there for a week And Hen, I think it was similar on your end, right? It was more just kind of a conversation between people in Felt Space already.
Well, to be honest, it was a kind of surprise for me because I just was contacted with an offer to go to COVID-PD. And I think, a similar, I guess, criteria was what they had in mind, you know, some thinking of some people who may be up for that kind of adventure. It was, I think, similarly ad hoc on their end as well in terms of that first kind of pilot.
But, yeah, it generated a lot of interest back in Adelaide and Alice Springs in the arts communities there. So, yeah, of course, we wanted to make it an open application process this year, which has been really nice because then lots of other people emerge from the woodwork that also have a burning interest in graffiti that we didn't even know about yet. So that's been really nice.
Okay, so in terms of Coober-PD itself, have you had any interest from artists that are actually based here?
Not through the formal application process, but we'd absolutely love that. And anyone from Coober-PD who'd like to get involved, please. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So last year it seemed like a very organic process took place. Like I think you just mentioned, Hen, there you didn't have any specific expectations, and Bridget, you mentioned, you know, just transforming from that sense of in between to a sense of a place to actually be in and engage in. Do you have any kind of solid visions of how you see all these artists coming from across the state and the territory working together, or is you just going to see what happens when artists come together?
So I think one of the things that we did last year that we're going to also use as a way to sort of create an initial plan, but more around the like where we're going to go and the kinds of sites we want to visit or people we'd like to link up with, is we'll once we have the artists, you know, we've selected the artists, we'll have some meetings over Zoom or, you know, online. And, yeah, have a bit of a chat about what our, you know, our interests are and what particularly drew us to this kind of project, and I guess gather together an itinerary of sorts, or like a pretty movable, but, you know, like a bunch of different priorities, I guess. And it may be a bit different this year with the Opal Festival because we might, you know, be working online a little bit more in the lead up to, you know, build up some ideas before we get there. But I think because we had a little bit longer time in Coober-PD last time, we were able to be quite sort of freewheeling and pull some things together over that week. But we may have a little bit more. I'm not sure. I think still wanted to be quite flexible and, you know, not too pins down. But I think, yeah, that might be how it works a bit more this year.
Okay, so what can people do if they want to get involved and put in an expression of interest? What are you looking for in an artist or a practitioner?
I mean, we have a pretty broad definition of what is art and who is an artist. Because some of the activities that we did in Coober-PD last year, I mean, some of them were more to do with art, like we visited the ceramic studio and, yeah, we're working with the drive-in cinema, but we were also, you know, taking a tour of the desalination plants and things like this. You don't have to be an artist per se to apply. Probably just have, a real interest in Coober-PD that you'd like to pick at. And I think we were kind of trying to summarize what would be nice for, you know, wanting to be part of this very particular group for those days where you're kind of all together for the 4 or 5 days. And we kind of likened it to an adult version of school camp. So one of the questions that we ask in the little application form, which we really tried to make as unintimidating as possible, was just, you know, how would you envision going on school camp as who you are now?
Beautiful.
But the application process is definitely not meant to be intimidating, or it's definitely not meant to kind of be any kind of formal arts application where you have to prove, you know, how many exhibitions you've had and how many places you've studied. Nothing like that at all.
That's it. Yeah. I think we're probably, it's probably part of what you just said, Bridget, but maybe it goes without saying, but I guess people that are interested in, you know, collaborating, spending time with other artists, spending time with people in the community, are up for a bit of an adventure. Maybe would like to get dusty, I don't mind. You know, those sorts of things. And I guess it's less about people bringing existing projects maybe that they're working on for artists who are thinking of, you know, coming and realizing a project they have in mind. There's obviously scope to work on projects like that over the time, or, you know, could be things we could collaborate on, but I think the idea is more about, sort of working all together and sharing in that kind of DIY / yeah, like Bridget said, I think it's already, you know, a big part of the culture in Cooperpedia is that sort of DIY renegade spirit. So yeah. Bring that along if you can.
Well, it sounds fantastic. How do people pick up an application form?
So the best way would be to go to either the Watch This Space website or the Felt Space website. And otherwise, you can send an email to our snazzy custom-made email, which is cooperpediaartcamp@gmail.com.
That's very easy to remember. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We like that.
So, yeah, any questions, send them through. Please don't be shy.
Well, thank you both so much for your time today. And, yeah, I can't wait to see what you come up with this year and hopefully to actually collaborate with you as well.
Thanks absolutely. So much, Mel. We're really excited to get back to Cooperpedia.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Mel. It's such a pleasure to chat with you. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing you there.